जय राधे कृष्ण राधे 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 कृष्ण राधे 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 जय राधे जय राधे राधे जय कृष्ण जय कृष्ण जय कृष्ण जय कृष्ण अद्वितीय एक तत्व है राधा तत्व प्रधान राधे राधे प्रधान राधे राधे अद्वितीय एक तत्व राधा तत्व प्रधान राधे राधे एक तत्व या को दूजो रूप है स्वयं कृष्ण भगवान राधे राधे जाको दूजो रूप स्वयं कृष्ण भगवान राधे राधे या को दूजो रूप है राधे राधे। जय राधे कृष्ण राधे 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 कृष्ण 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 राधे।
This is the first Doha of 100. Sri Maharaj Ji begins with the word Advitiya. Jagadguru Sri Shankaracharya said Advait. Sri Maharaj Ji is saying Advitiya. No second, just one.
Vadanti tattva vidastattvam yajjnanam advayam ब्रह्मेति परमात्मेति भगवान इति शब्द्यते।
वेदव्यास जी सेज द सेम थिंग इन द भागवतम। अद्वैय, सेम थिंग, द्वैय द्वितीय द्वैत, इट ऑल मीन्स टू। यू पुट अ इन फ्रंट ऑफ इट मीन्स नॉट टू, वन। सो भगवान वेदव्यास जी इज सेइंग देयर इज ओनली वन तत्व, वन सुप्रीम पावर। Shankaracharya said the same thing. Sri Kripaluji Maharaj is saying the same thing.
He says, Advitiya ek tattva hai, one tattva, not two. Radha tattva pradhan. The pradhan tattva, the para tattva is Radha. Yako dujo rupa hai swayam Krishna Bhagwan.
A lot of people know Radha Krishna are one and the same, but if you ask them, many of them would say, Shri Krishna himself has become Radha. Here Sri Maharaj is saying, Radha herself is Krishna. It's semantics, but there's a secret in there. Look what he's saying, Swayam Krishna Bhagavan. Even that has such a secret in it. It's a direct quotation from Bhagavatam.
Ete chancha kalapunsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam.
Vedavyasji says in the Bhagavatam, Shri Krishna swayam bhagavan hai. Swayam ka kya matlab hai? Bhagavan bolna to paryapt tha na? Shri Krishna is bhagavan, theek hai?
Aishwaryasya samagrasya dharmasya yashasa shriya jnana vairagya yoschaiva shannam bhag itirana.
The word bhag is defined in the Bhagavatam as being six things. And bhagavan, van means wala, the one who has those six things in unlimited quality is bhagavan. So the six things are Aishwarya, Aishwarya means power. God has unlimited power. Yash, worshipfulness, honor, greatness, status. He has all of that in unlimited amount as well. Dharma, righteousness, goodness. He is absolutely good, absolutely righteous, perfect. Shri. Shri means beauty, wealth. He has that in unlimited amount as well. Gyan, the fifth thing. He has unlimited knowledge. And Vairagya, perfect detachment. No attachment defiling his mind. So God has all six of these things in unlimited amount. So he has Bhag. Bhag means those six things. Therefore we call him Bhagavan. So who is Bhagwan? Well, we have Bhagwan Ram, Bhagwan Vishnu, Bhagwan Shiva. We have Bhagavati, Durga. Many forms of Bhagwan, right? Why are we saying Shri Krishna Swayam Bhagwan? There's a secret behind this. Avatara hya sankhyeya hare sattva nidher dvija. Again from the Bhagavatam, Vedavyasji is saying that Bhagwan is like a big lake, and out of that lake emerge little rivulets. Each little rivulet is like an avatar. So Bhagwan takes avatar. So in other words, in each one of those rivulets, he's revealing himself partially, not in full. It's him only, but he's revealing himself partially, or he's revealing his power in part. So each one of those rivulets is Bhagwan, but we say each one is an ansh of Bhagwan. Although, see, an ansh of Bhagwan is not different than Bhagwan himself. If Bhagwan takes avatar, it's him, right? Just like, let's say you own a business. When you're at the store, managing the store, your employees call you boss. But you also have kids. When you come home, they don't call you boss. They call you mom. They call you dad. So, in other words, it's almost like different avatars of you, right? In this avatar, you're called boss, and maybe you dress in a suit and tie or some kind of formal wear to engender respect in people. And in another avatar, when you come home, you're a mom, you're a dad, and people treat your kids, your family treats you differently in that avatar, and you're also revealing a different side of your personality in that avatar, but both are you, right? It's not someone else. So if someone were to say that, the boss of that store is more powerful than the mother or father of that house, when it's in fact the very same person, it wouldn't make sense. Similarly, you can't compare different forms of God as if they're separate personalities. They're not. They're one personality. Different avatar of the same one personality. So they're all called Bhagwan. Lekin ye kaun hain jo avatar le rahe hain? Avatar, jinko avatari bolenge. The one who is actually taking avatar, we call him avatari. So for him, we say Swayam Bhagwan. In other words, he himself is God. We just add another word, or Vedavyasji added another word. So Shri Krishna Swayam Bhagwan. Shri Krishna is the Parat Par Tattva, who himself has taken the form of all the forms of God. He himself is. So that's why we say Advitiya. There's no duality between all the forms of God. It's Shri Krishna's own Ansh. Own Ansh, so we say Swanch. Swa Ansh. We'll learn in the Dohas further ahead that we souls are also Ansh, but we're called Vibhinna Ansh. Vibhinna Ansh. Because we're actually not God. It's not like Shri Krishna himself has become me or become you. We have a distinct personality from him. But the forms of God, Shri Krishna himself has become each and every form of God. So that's why we say, Swayam Krishna Bhagwan hai. Lekin, we're saying that that's Radharani's other form. So this may be something amazing for someone to be hearing. Of course, in the very next Doha, Sri Maharaji explains that no, never think of Radha Krishna as being separate from each other. But nonetheless, this semantics helps us understand the special relationship between Radha and Krishna. So why is Radha being said to be Tattva Pradhan? When Shri Krishna is Swayam Bhagwan, he's Paratpar Tattva. Kah Paramo Devaha. This is the first mantra of Gopala Tapaniya Upanishad. A question. Who is the Param Dev? In other words, out of all the forms of God, who's supreme? Who's the one who's actually taking the form of everybody else? Krishno Havai Paramam Daivatam. The second mantra gives the answer. Shri Krishna himself is that Param Dev. So then, what does it mean when we say Radha is Tattva Pradhan? It means there's another Tattva beyond that Shri Krishna Tattva who is the Supreme Power? The same question that we have in our minds was asked in Radhika Upanishad. Some Brahmagyanis were wondering in their mind, Kasmad Radhikam Upasate Adityo Bhyadravat. So they were wondering, Kasmad? Kyon? Why is Radha Tattva worshipped above all other Tattva? Kasmad Radhikam Upasate. So as soon as they had the question come in their mind, Adityo Bhyadravat, Shruti, the Vedas, came in personal form in front of those Brahmagyanis, and Shrutayah Uchu spoke. So what did they say? Nayam Puranani Vadanti Samyak. That Radhika, she is not fully explained even by the Puranas. Tam Radhikam Devadhatrim Namamah. She is the one who gives power to all the forms of God, and we, the Shrutis, bow down in front of her, in front of Radhika. They go on to say, Yasya Renum Padayor Vishvabharta Yasya Anke Viluntan Krishna Devo Golokakhyam Naivasasmara Dhamma Padam. Who is that Radha? Well, she is that Radha whose Renu, Pada Renu, the dust of her lotus feet, is sought after by Shri Krishna, and he wants to take it and put it on his head. And when Shri Krishna, who himself is bliss, and who himself has taken the form of his divine blissful abode, Golok Dham, when he lies Anke Viluntan, when he lies in the lap of Radharani, reclining with his head in her lap, Sab kuch bhul bhal jate. He forgets everything. Main kaun hu? Mera dham kya hai? He's lost in that bliss of Radharani. Radha is said to be the soul of Shri Krishna. although God does not have a soul-body duality, natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate, Shvetashvatra Upanishad says, whereas souls have a soul in their body, and there's a duality there, God has no soul-body duality. God himself is his body. His body is him. So you can't say that God resides in his body like we do. He is his body. He himself is absolute. Nonetheless, to explain the relationship between Radha and Krishna, we say that she is pranatodhikamapi. Krishnasya pranatodhikamapi. This is also from Radhika Upanishad. She is more than his life, more than his soul. But how can we explain that in English? So we say she is the soul of Sri Krishna. So just like we worship our soul, and we worship the soul of our soul, Sri Krishna, well, Sri Krishna worships his soul, Radharani. Radhaiva radhyate maya, Brahmanda Puran. In that, Sri Krishna is saying, I worship my own soul, Radha. Vedas also say, Krishnena aradhyate iti Radha. What is the meaning of the word Radha? It means the one who is, whose aradhana is done by Sri Krishna. Radh sadh sansiddhau. That's the root of the word Radha. Becomes Radha when you say, okay, the one whose aradhana is done by someone. So that someone is Sri Krishna. Then from Radh, it becomes Radha. So her very name means the one who is worshipped by Sri Krishna. We'll learn further ahead. We'll get into more detail in the next doha as to technically what is the relationship between Radha and Krishna? Why do we say that Sri Radha herself has become Sri Krishna? I'll explain in more detail after we sing the next shloka, the next doha. Before singing, let me just point out that Ved also says, Yeyam Radha Yashchik Krishna. Whatever is Radha, the same is Sri Krishna. Whatever is Sri Krishna, the same is Sri Radha. So the very same is expressed here in the next doha. Joi Radha, soi Krishna hai. Iname bheda naman. Don't think of there being a difference between Radha and Krishna.
Jai Radhe Krishna, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe Krishna, Radhe. 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 Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe. Krishna Jaya Krishna Jaya Krishna Krishna Jaya Krishna joy Radha soi Krishna hai in me bhed naman Radhe Radhe Joy Radha Soi